Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. All right, next up is public comments. Thanks for everyone being here today at this special meeting at 10 a.m. courtesy of the state. Anybody else have any public comments? All right, then we'll move on to regular agenda number 4.1, public hearing to discuss the proposed 2025 property tax rate for the city of South Padre Island. We're going to open this public hearing. And since we see so many people in the audience from the public, we're going to close the public hearing and we'll move to item number 4.2, which is discussion action to approve ordinance number 25-07, establishing the ad valorem and personal property tax rate of 0.262159 for the tax year of 2025 and setting the assessed valuation at 100% of the fair market value and providing for discounts in the event of early payment and providing for penalty and interest in accordance to state law.
Brother, morning, yes. Everyone. Thank you for being here today. Yes, this is a formal approval of the tax rate. Same tax rate that was confirmed by council twice. Same tax rate that it was developed to use to develop the budget. And this must be a roll call vote. And don't kill the messenger, but the motion needs to be as described in the agenda item.
Right,
so,
I understand.
That's the way the state requires it. So.
Okay. Just for the record, you know, how much of an increase is this percentage-wise?
13%, close to 13%.
13%, but that's because of the fact that we had to buy $1 million fire truck, we had to buy new ambulances, we had to buy new other equipment, and we're repairing 4 or 5 streets.
The percentage seems big because the tax rate is really, really low.
Exactly, and that was the next point.
And I checked this morning, just getting prepared for this meeting, and 10 years ago, the tax rate was 26 cents. So over the course of the last 10 years, it has been actually a decrease. I know the values have been going up, but just to have as a reference, you know.
If you live here on the island, you can take advantage of the homestead and homestead your house, and you can have a $100,000 homestead exemption.
There's about 700 homestead exemptions here on the island.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
And one important thing to mention is that 10 years ago, the MOU part of the rate was higher than now, and the debt part was lower. What we increased the rate for is, like the mayor said, to pay for street improvements and public safety equipment. So I think it's important
We've also had to take on a bond this year as well for a fire truck. I mean, that was...
And that's the debt service part of it.
Right, and that's why. I mean, you know, what you're saying is, for people to understand, is that our maintenance and operation over the last 10 years has shrunk. But we added some debt, but this is debt that the city of South Padre Island needs to order to provide services.
Correct.
I mean, you know, emergency vehicles are very important for South Padre Island, and having good streets without potholes, it should make the residents happy in that process. So is there anybody else who has any questions? Oh, I have one more. How much money is this per $100,000? Roughly,
we are expecting to collect about $1.3 million more in property tax revenue.
Right, but like, let's say that you have a house that's worth $100,000. How many?
3 cents. It's $30 $100,000.
Yeah, $400,000. So $30 per $100,000.
$1 million, $300,000. Yeah. So.
Okay, $30 per $100,000. Does someone wish to make a motion?
Need a motion and a second before we discuss
that's
it.
That's fine. Go ahead with your question.
Okay. Rodrigo, let me ask you, is this increase, is it solely for side streets, curb and gutter?
No, it's for two tax notes. It's for the side streets and public safety equipment, including ambulances.
Mm-hmm.
And a part of it is for the fire engine that it was issued, the tax note that was issued last year, radios for PD, and vehicles for PD as well.
So it's for it's for other items besides the side streets. My understanding was for side streets, curb and gutter.
Side streets, and we had to buy those ambulances. That was that last bond that we did. And then we bought three public safety vehicles as well in that process.
And the ladder truck's in there, right?
Yeah.
The truck was the last bond that we had to do as well.
The thing to remember about the ladder truck is those aren't purchased very often. Of course, they're not used that often. But because of the high rises that we have and the fire ratings we have, we're held to a certain standard, and our trucks can only be so old. They got to reach so high. There's certain standards that we have to have for our insurance rating with these high rises. And so this is a very expensive but key portion of the public safety equipment that we need. Those trucks aren't cheap, but they're not replaced that often either.
Ken, does that help you?
Yeah, I'm just under the impression it was for the side streets, well, curb and gutter.
A large portion
phone
of
calls
it is.
After the agenda item was published, I mean, my phone calls were zero for the tax increase and many, many, many not to increase taxes.
Well, we've sold the bonds, so we're kind of in that spot. Do you have any other questions?
No, I don't have any others. Thank you.
All right, so again, it's $30 per $100,000, and we had to get ambulances, fire trucks, and redo streets. Someone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the increase.
All right, so you're making a motion to approve ordinance number 25-07, establishing the ad valorem and personal property tax rate of 0.262159 for the tax year of 2025 and setting the assessed valuation at 100% of the fair market value and providing for discussions in the event of early payment and providing for penalties, interest, according to state law.
Correct? Yes, that's correct. Thank you, Patrick.
I'll second.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second on ordinance number 25-07. It's ordinance of the City Council of the City of South Padre Island, Texas, establishing the ad valorem and personal property tax rate for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2026, and the tax year 2025, and setting the assessed valuation at 100% of the fair market value and providing for discounts in the event of early payment and providing for penalties and interest in accordance with state law, providing for conflict, providing for severability, and providing for an effective date. All in favor, please raise your hand. Oh, a roll call. Ken, how would you like to vote?
No.
Okay. Reese, how would you like to vote?
Yes.
I'm going to vote yes.
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes 3-1. Now we'll move on to item number 4.3, which is discussion and action to approve a budget amendment from the excess reserves in the amount of $14,500 to allocate funds for the purchase of additional chemicals that are used to minimize the mosquito population.
Good morning, Mayor, City Council members. My name is Victor Valdovinos, and I'm the proud Environmental Health Director. The Environmental Health Services Department is formally requesting additional funds to cover expenditures related to chemicals utilized in the mosquito control efforts. Following the prolonged drought, we've been fortunate to receive the much needed rain. However, because it's been intermittent, it's coupled with high water table, the result in standing water in low-lying areas create the perfect mosquito breeding environment. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Anybody have any questions?
Mm-mm. No.
I think it's fair to note that the chemicals are expensive, and you've been working a lot of hours combating it.
Last night we were out here.
Nobody likes mosquitoes, right?
No.
So except for dragonflies, they like mosquitoes, yeah. But you know.
The chemical has a shelf life, so we don't like to keep unnecessary chemicals around. It's easier to come ask for more money and funding and put some more chemicals in the system, but we wouldn't want to have we don't want to just arbitrarily order more than we need and have a year where we don't need it.
But you also might need them because
exactly
there's a lead time with it, and so you better have some when you need it. So,
Victor's David still getting here at 2:30 in the morning?
Yes, sir.
I hear that truck.
Yes, sir. You are correct.
Say thank you to him.
All righty. Anybody have a motion they'd like to make?
I make a motion to approve the budget amendment from excess reserves in the amount of 14.5.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. Seeing that there's no other agenda, items on our agenda, we are adjourned. Thank you all, and everybody have a good, safe Labor Day weekend.
All right.